More than 600 scientists gathered in Washington this week for the first meeting of the International Society for Stem Cell Research. That's a big number for a new scientific group. But many researchers at the meeting expressed frustration over restrictions the Bush administration has placed on the field. Restrictions, they say, have slowed the pace of research. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
When President Bush decided 2 years ago to allow federal funding on embryonic stem cell research, he also placed strict limits on what could be studied. Only cell lines that were already in existence, not any new cell lines. That's because to create an embryonic stem cell line, you must first destroy a human embryo, something the president did not want to encourage. There were supposedly more than 5 dozen cell lines that met the president's criteria, but in reality, the number was far smaller. Jim Batty oversees NIH's stem cell research.
We have gone from last year, when we had one human embryonic stem cell line widely available for the research community, to 11 today.
Batty says more are on the way, but no one expects that number will reach 5 dozen. And many scientists doubt even a few dozen stem cell lines will be enough. Harvard researcher Doug Melton has studied mouse embryonic stem cells for years. He has recently succeeded in deriving human embryonic stem cells using private money. He says from experience studying mice, researchers know that not all cell lines behave alike.
It's taken some time in the mouse work to find really robust lines, and so it would be unusual if the few lines that were available, including those that we've just recently isolated, were going to be good enough for the larger community. I think more lines will be needed.
And it's not just a question of finding robust lines that will grow indefinitely. The whole idea of embryonic stem cells for therapy is that they can turn into any cell type in the body. So in theory, they can provide a renewable source of cells damaged in disease. Leonard Zahn is president of the new International Stem Cell Research Society. Zahn says it's likely some cell lines will be better than others at making a particular type of cell.
If my goal is to be able to make new neurons so that a brain would get better versus making new islet cells, which would make insulin for diabetes, that different lines may have different uses. So I don't think we're at a point yet where we are hampered, but it would certainly be helpful to be able to study many lines at this point so that we could find out just that, which lines can do something and which lines can't.
The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation has been particularly anxious to see stem cell research go forward. Robert Goldstein is the foundation's scientific director.
The pace of the research has been extremely slow. And one could argue whether that's because of the uncertain political climate, whether it's a very difficult field to enter, whether it's too few cell lines. But collectively, the pace of research has just been painfully slow. And we'd like to speed it up.
Goldstein says other countries are taking steps to speed things up.
What the international community is gathering together to do is to create a centralized resource where researchers create next-generation cell lines, many, and distribute them to the research community in some orderly manner without encumbrances in order to get the research going.
But even Robert Goldstein will tell you that the U.S. National Institutes of Health will have to be a player if embryonic stem cell research is to make rapid progress. The NIH lavishes funding on U.S. researchers at a level that most scientists in the rest of the world can only dream about. NIH's Jim Batty says the Bush administration is committed to moving the research forward.
Within the policy outlined by the president, we are trying to do everything we can to remove any rate-limiting steps in the area of human embryonic stem cell research.
That's certainly welcome news to scientists, but it's clear many embryonic stem cell researchers would like the administration to liberalize its policy and allow research on more cell lines. The administration has shown no sign it's willing to do that. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.